Great to have you watching the best of Texans Late Night, the 2015 season, season two in the books, and it was a fun one.
Well, we had Craig Fitzgerald, head strength and conditioning coach, give us Fitz tips every week. We really just watch. We didn't actually do any work. But now that Late Night is wrapping up, we'll put some of those Fitz tips into effect. Well, one last one for the books. Fitz showing us push-ups.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
So push-ups are great. We should always be working towards doing a full push-up, but we're going to work our way up to that. So right now, Coach Bell is going to start with an incline here. This is better than doing a push-up on your knees, okay, because it puts your back in a much better position. And if you look at this, a push-up's a great core exercise because it's a plank as well at the top. So we don't want to take that away by being on our knees. So this is a good substitute for somebody that is learning how to do a push-up. Okay, the next push-up we're going to do, I'm going to take this box out of the way. We're just going to go right here. It's just a standard push-up. So both hands on the floor. Okay, this is a little harder now. It's got more body weight towards his working area. Next one is making it a little harder, increasing the range of motion. Okay, putting his hands on two benches or boxes. So he's getting a little bit more range of motion here, getting more of his muscles activated and in tune with the drill.
Start your day with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy.
Craig Fitzgerald, Texan strength and conditioning coach, showing us how to do push-ups in more ways than I will ever know or ever need to do them. But I like doing push-ups. That's my thing. Now, were you offended he didn't show how to show people how to do women's push-ups?
I did ask him, and he said, we don't call them ladies' push-ups. We call them beginners' push-ups. So I was all right with that. And a lot of ladies are not beginners when it comes to push-ups anyway.
I know a lot of ladies aren't all right with calling them women's push-ups or beginners' push-ups or anything like that. But I'm all right with this. Clinching moment of the AFC South. What are the clinching plays on defense? John Harris went over this on the BMW Telestrator segment.
Welcome to Texas Telestrator presented by BMW. I am John Harris, and we are looking back at a tremendous win for the Houston Texans, 30-6, capturing the AFC South title. And we're going to look at that defense that held Jacksonville to 32 rushing yards. And one of the big plays in the game came about by the run defense, and I've already brought up the end zone view where you can see the key figures in this play are going to be right here. Number 75, Vince Wilfork. Number 92 right here, Brandon Dunn. And then you can see these two linebackers right there. These four guys in the middle right here, Cushing, McKinney, the two linebackers, Dunn and Wilfork, are going to do a really nice job on these interior four guys for Jacksonville. And because of that, Vince is going to take his right paw and knock the ball out from Denard Robinson. And in that case, giving the ball back to the Houston Texans. So we'll take a look at this this inside zone play. Bortles is going to bring a guy in motion, and they're going to give the ball right to Denard. Now, they're going to work a double team here with Brandon Dunn and then move up to McKinney, solo, solo, and solo. Somebody's going to win when you go one-on-one against the Texans front. Vince Wilfork's not going to be moved, and that's going to be the tough one to watch here. Now, Brandon does a really nice job hanging on this double team such that one of these guys can't get a really good shot on Bernardrick McKinney. And because of that, McKinney is able to get to Robinson and fill right here after he plays off the block, and that is going to end up being a huge key in this play. Because now as you look, Robinson is essentially, look at that, there's nowhere to run. He's basically got to put his head down and run through all those blue shirts. Cushing's getting off a block. McKinney is getting right there in a hole. But Vince is being held right here. But doesn't matter because he's going to stick that right hand out and knock that ball loose, and J.J. is going to get on it, and you'll see, boom, there it is. And now the ball's out somewhere in there, and all of a sudden J.J. sees it. I got to get that ball. He's got to put a one in the stat column, and J.J. pops on it, boom. Turnover, Texans will go down and score, and this one was basically over at that particular point. Great interior run defense. Looking at Vince Wilfork and Brandon Dunn and how the two linebackers played this. Great job by the Texans. Excellent turnover. J.J. getting on it. Points later in the drive, and that would seal this one for the AFC South title.
John Harris. He knows the X's and O's better than anybody. All right, that's going to do it for the best of Texans Late Night 2015. All right, what was your favorite moment of the season, DB?
I know we couldn't show all of our favorite moments, but our very last guest of the season was DeAndre Hopkins, yeah. And it was kind of soon to show him in the best of, but I just loved the game we played with him where we showed him our Texans tailgaters and what they would do to meet their favorite Texan. I think he was a little bit horrified when lady said she'd slap her grandma. And somebody may or may not have offered to file Vince Wilfork's feet, but I just loved his reactions, all those. And I think he was kind of flattered.
I think for me, it was getting the name Topanga wrong, which you saw earlier in this episode of Texans Late Night, the best of. So I guess I should have been embarrassed about that. I should have known Topanga, that kind of thing.
Well, now you do. Now you know. I loved you and the puppies with Dwayne Brown,
Yeah, that was good, too. Cute. The puppies were good. We showed that on a previous best of. We had a lot of best of moments. Could not possibly get to them all. But you know what we can get to next week? You know what premieres in this time slot next week? It's going to be Texans 360, which is the best stuff of the week, every week, because there's always something going on.
All off-season long.
Yeah.
It's
our off-season go-to show. So we want to thank everyone who worked on the program all year long, and thank you very much for being a part of it, watching. Have a great night, and go Texans.
Congratulations to Delaney for being named the 2016 Houston Texans Pro Bowl cheerleader.